Chapter 9, One More Day in the City, Friday, July 22nd, 1988. Lydia and I had breakfast together that morning. As soon as I finished, I went downtown, and as usual, I bought a day pass to travel around the city. It took me 1 hour to get to the city by bus. Something embarrassing happened to me when I got on it. The front seats were empty, so I decided to take a seat. Right after that, I noticed that people were looking at me. At first, I thought they did that because I was a foreigner. But then I read a sign saying, "Seats reserved for the disabled, seniors, and pregnant women." I felt uncomfortable and sat down somewhere else. No other passenger took a seat in that area. They really follow their rules. When we arrived, I took the C bus and then the SkyTrain. Since I had taken this route before, I was familiar with it. I was not going to any place in particular. I just wanted to visit some new places. I got off near the train station to know exactly where I was going to take the train to go to Jasper. There, I took a walk around the platforms and ticket office, and I took some brochures for tourists. Then I went back to the subway again. As I was going upstairs to take the SkyTrain, I felt some fresh air all over my body coming from somewhere nearby. Also, I noticed that the sun was at its strongest. I took the subway and got off at New Westminster. I walked around the area and then I got on a bus in a small terminal. Playland, an amusement park. The bus route went through an area where there were many beautiful houses. It was not a touristic area. However, I was not treated as a tourist. I got off at a stop from which I could see many rides. It was similar to Six Flags in Mexico. The fee was $3.50 Canadian, that is 7,000 Mexican. They sealed one of my hands with some indelible ink. I walked around the park and took a look at all their attractions. I was really trying to find one I could ride. It was crowded. I noticed that young people went for the same ride many times. For a moment, I thought they were kind of masochistic because those rides were not easy at all. However, I confirmed once more that teenagers love to have big thrills. I saw many excited young people riding on the same attraction over and over, especially the roller coaster. The fare was from 10 to 15 tickets per ride. I made up my mind and bought some to ride a mermaid-shaped attraction called the Rainbow. People sat down on a horizontal platform, the mermaid's hand, which accommodated approximately 50 persons and moved from left to right. I had an unpleasant feeling riding on it. Also, I visited the spaceport and enjoyed their models and special effects. After a few hours, I decided to leave the park and continue my tour. I took the bus to Chinatown, where I spent some time window shopping. On a second look, the construction of the area was so similar to an actual Chinese town that I felt as if I was in a country other than Canada. I strolled to the C bus terminal. As I was waiting, I could hear a man playing his flute. His performance was very professional compared to the music people play sometimes on public transit in Mexico. It was worthwhile listening to these melodious tunes. I took the C bus to Northern Vancouver, and once there, I had a light meal. Then I went to the market located on the wharf. I sat down on the seashore and sunbathed for a while. There was a hotel on the upper level of the market. I went up there to take a look at their reception, lobby, and restaurant. After that, I got on the C bus again and then the subway to the New Westminster station. Once there, I waited for the bus to White Rock to go to Lydia's place. I arrived at 6 o'clock in the evening. As usual, it was dinner time, and I was starving since I had walked a lot. The food was so good that I had seconds. We watched TV for a while, and then we took a walk along the sea. It was our regular two-hour walk. We usually talked and exchanged opinions during this time. When we came back home, Alan called and asked me if I had changed my plans on spending the weekend in his place. I had no problems at all, but Lydia wanted to go to the United States to see her grandchildren. I think Lydia convinced her son to wait for me after our visit to the United States. It was late that night, so I read for a while and then went to bed.